Hello, welcome to Tay2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
And this is our initial reaction to The Tortured Poets Department.
And the anthology.
And the anthology, which, like, mind absolutely blown.
Yeah, we figured we wanted to jump on here and give you guys a little bit of our instant reaction. Mm-hmm. We're not going in depth because we will be covering each song fully in depth.
Fully.
Once we have a little bit of time with the songs.
Indeed. So it's going to be probably a couple of weeks before we can really get into the nitty gritty of it and give you our honest feedback and opinions on these incredible songs.
Yeah, because we've got 31 songs to sink in.
We were only expecting 16.
Yeah.
And then eventually getting the ones from the vinyl and the CDs.
Yeah, a couple of bonuses, you know, yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, not that many
bonuses. So now you should... I still haven't even updated our spreadsheet with all the new songs yet. So that's going to take some time.
Yes. And Devin and I, when we heard about the anthology, both of our first reactions was Taylor does not want our podcast to end.
Yep. It is never going to end.
This woman just keeps creating music.
And it's amazing. It's amazing. But then it's just like we have so much to delve into.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, how many songs do I have to learn all the lyrics to now? I have to learn 31 new songs.
Yeah. And it's so funny too, because I mean, I hope no one's commute is 2 hours. I'm sure some. I'm sure, you know, me coming home from the city, probably some of those commutes could end up being close to 2 hours. But, you know, it takes a good chunk of time to also listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I honestly feel for the people that are going to see the Eras Tour soon, because now you have to know all the words to all of these 31 songs to sing along in the acoustic section when she plays it.
Well, so here's a big question, I guess, like that you just kind of led us into there. Mm. What do you think is going to happen with the Eras? You think it's only going to be surprise songs? You think that she might cut some songs and put a TTPD section? Like, you know, what is your theory?
I don't know. I think that it's going to just be the acoustic section. Because she would have to completely rehearse and re-rehearse stuff for the new songs with the rest of her band her crew there. So, I mean, there's definitely potential. She has some time right now but I don't think she's rehearsing at all. So I feel like it's just going to be slipped into the
acoustic section.
She might increase it. So she might...
You think there'll be like one of my friends said... add a third song. It's always a TTPD song.
Mm-hmm. That could be. Or she might take away a song from another section and add on like one or two more songs into the acoustic section to play.
Very curious. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
We will find out soon enough.
Yeah, I feel like definitely it'll be part of the acoustic section. I don't think it'll have its own section because the Eras is a culmination of this part of her life.
Right.
And even though she's releasing new music, I feel like it will get its own life as well.
Definitely. And she has rehearsed that show to a T.
And
everything is fully blocked and rehearsed. So the only section that really allows for that change is either the red section, which she wouldn't do.
Why
that? Because it's just her with the guitar when she goes into the All Too Well 10-minute
version. Oh, that part.
So like when they did Nothing New, she was able to add that in because that was just there in that moment. Okay. But then also here in the acoustic set.
Yeah.
So.
I'd be interested if there's a third acoustic song. That could be interesting.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
But it's going to be super cool for all of you who get to hear these songs live for the first time.
And good luck learning them all so you can sing along to them. Being ready for whichever one comes.
We've got like a month or so, right? I also think that she'll start with like some of the, like probably Fortnite.
Yep. And a couple of our other faves.
Yeah, but...
Oh, God. So we listened to a couple of the songs at midnight when it first dropped out.
Yeah. And usually Devin and I are night owls, but...
We were really tired.
Well, we've just had a lot of early mornings, a lot of life responsibilities this week that we couldn't stay awake, guys. And we're getting older. It can get tough.
So we listened to a couple and like they were really cool and
like
stuff.
The first half of the album, I'd say.
And then we fell asleep and then I woke up at like 8 a.m. to another post by Taylor being like, oh, by the way, here's another 15 songs.
Yeah. And I had woken up at like, I want to say like 4 a.m. or something. And so when you woke up, you go, there's 15 more songs. And I go, I know.
I know. I'm like, how? How do you already know?
Because I like check my phone in the middle of the night, which like everyone says you're not supposed to do if you actually want to keep sleeping. Fair. But it was, you know, a Taylor release.
Fair.
Yeah.
So then we hadn't even gotten through like the regular album to then be like, okay, now we have to listen to these other 15 songs. We still hadn't finished the first 16. So I was like.
And so then the rest of our listening happened separate because we both had to go to work and whatnot.
And texting each other, like, which ones are our favorites and everything. And so.
And my Taylor group chat was blowing up.
Blowing up. Oh my gosh. And it was so cool to hear all of your initial takes on like what your favorite songs were from that question that I asked y'all. Like that was really cool. And everyone has a different favorite. There are a few that repeated quite a bit.
Yes.
And I feel like some of those are our faves too.
Yeah.
So good. So we figured that we would also let you guys know like some of our faves.
Yeah. And like overall reactions.
Yeah. And like what we thought was going to be, and like that's not what I thought it was going to be, the album, you know? Like, it's not anything like I imagined.
What did you think, right, more in depth?
I imagined, like, Folklore, but give me a little more sprinkling of Lana Del Rey.
Interesting, okay.
You know? Like, because all of the press and all of the promotion for it is in black and white.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's very, like, sad.
Yeah.
And tortured poets department.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels sad.
Yeah, powerful words.
Like, powerful, right? And, like, all of her posing was, like, really dramatic. And she was, like, on the couch with, like, her, you know, like, all that really dramatic stuff. And so, like, I thought that was going to be... I knew that she was collaborating with Jack. I knew that she was collaborating with Aaron. And there, you know, Jack is a really, he loves writing sad bops, and there are definitely some sad bops on here.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron writes really awesome stuff, you know, like that is a little bit more experimental and
atmospheric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I really thought that it was going to be like this. And Jack also works a lot with Lana Del Rey. And so I thought that it would be something like that, like really like sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually thinking I wasn't gonna really like much of it.
Yeah, you were worried.
I was worried that there weren't gonna be a lot of bops, or like that it wasn't gonna be a sound that I was really into or whatever, but I'm in.
Yeah. And like some people are saying that they're not thinking they're bops, but there are bops
there
in here.
Definitely,
and there are a lot
bops.
Of catchy songs, like very,
there's some good sad bops on here
for sure. I agree. I thought it was gonna be like a little more dreary. Like I think I kind of was going more tolerate it vibes. Mm-hmm. Was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason I think I forgot that Aaron was collaborating on this album. Mm. So I didn't expect some of the more Aaron Dessner type production.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like his production type, so mm-hmm. I'm actually really glad that he is. I expected it to be more depressing, and don't get me wrong, there are some really sad songs, there are some very cutting lyrics that get to like the point, but there's also a lot of lightness to it. Mm-hmm. And there's humor to it.
Yep.
All she kind of covers all of the different emotions, which like she kind of talked about when she released those different playlists with like the five stages of grief, which is part of that process and journey.
Yeah.
My big thing, and this, like, we won't get into a lot of this because this is really more Gossip Gab territory, and I need to do a lot more research, reading people's Reddit thoughts. I did not expect, like, I expected it to be a full album about the Joe breakup.
Mm.
I did not expect the journey and the possible Maddie of it all, and also the Travis of it all. That journey I did not expect in the album at all. And that's been very interesting.
It's like that entire first leg of the Eras tour.
That we all that were watching so closely too.
Yeah.
So it feels like we were all kind of part of that.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting because she said she's been working on it for 2 years.
Yeah.
And so that means that there were a lot of things going on with Joe earlier than we knew or thought, which we kind of guessed from Midnights as well.
Mm-hmm. And I know that she got a lot out of what she wanted to say with Midnights, that we initially thought that was going to be like a love album, but it was actually a breakup album.
We think. We don't know. But there's a lot of songs on there.
Yeah. Partially. So I feel like a lot of Joe got given to us in Midnights without us really knowing it. And then I feel like a lot, you know, if she's been working on this album for 2 years, I feel like there's probably some songs here that are obviously Joe that you can understand are Joe. But I feel like some of the newer songs that she wrote Maddie into Travis are like way, way, way sooner. And like, even, you know, like last summer, because there's that whole, oh my God, that one line. And unfortunately, I can't remember what lines are which songs yet, because like,
yeah, they're just sticking with you. Yeah.
But the one about the summer that she was sparkling, that he turned it all to rust.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that lyric. So that's from The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Mm-hmm. And it's the, if rusting my sparkling summer was the goal.
Yes.
Like, so, and we're like, oh my God, it was her summer.
And that was Maddie. Oh, yeah. It had to have been.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, it could be May to
June. No, no, it is.
It's like, they seem to be, and there was a theory that I saw on Instagram that, and obviously we'll go there once we go into these songs a little bit more. Yeah. But like, that they're interchangeable. Maddie and Joe are like representing the same kind of guy to her in these songs. Yeah. Is a theory.
Potentially, yeah. Maybe so that, same patterns.
Yeah, same patterns, same thing. Like stealing, you know, stealing her joy, stealing her spot, like her sparkle, rusting it. Was that the goal? Huge.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Yeah.
And then you get some cute songs that seem to maybe be about Travis, which is...
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure talking about touchdowns and trophies
and games.
Like, it's like pretty, it seems pretty obvious and clear.
I wonder if he's the Grand Theft Auto guy.
Oh, definitely. That song, for sure. So high school.
Yeah.
He's the guy, she's on the bleachers. He's the guy on the football team.
It's so good. You know? It's so good.
Yeah. So that's been very surprising and very cool.
Yeah.
And I love always, too, just her ability to surprise us.
Yeah.
I think whenever I have an idea in my head of what an album's going to sound like, mm-hmm. I'm never correct. Ever. And it's really cool.
Yeah. It was the same with Midnights.
Yeah, completely. Completely. Yeah. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. So it is absolutely going to be a grower. I mean, some of these songs are definitely growers. And the more, obviously, I've been listening to it, the more and more I'm loving, like, everything. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the first listen, you're always just a little bit like, because you're trying to, like, figure out what it's about, like, what the lyrics are, all that stuff. And then it's like, you keep listening, you're like, oh. And you're like, another listen, oh.
Yeah, certain lyrics pop out to you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, so you want to, like, say what are, like, I don't know, top fives?
And at this point, you know, so we're picking our, like, favorites on first initial reaction. Mm-hmm. We've only had the album about a day and a half.
Yeah.
Less than 2 days.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it. It feels like it's been longer, honestly. No. It's confusing. Time is confusing.
Time is weird.
I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I am also weird and confused by time differences. So, like, the whole midnight of it all, what day that was, confuses me.
Yes.
So, we've had the album less than 2 days. That's for certain.
Yes.
When we're telling you our top five. Yes. So, like, this is totally going to
change. Totally fresh. Obviously going to change. For me, maybe not. But
yeah, I feel like your initial reaction kind of stays.
Sticks.
Yeah. But then you have, like, sleepers that come up. For me, I feel like it changes majorly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 100%. So.
Yeah.
I guess, like, they're not rated yet either. Just five. We don't know what order.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to read them all?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'll go with my five.
Okay.
So, Down Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Just.
Very catchy.
So catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Daddy, I Love Him.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
So, so good. The first time that I heard that line about having your baby, and you should see your faces. Like,
yeah, you guffawed.
Guffawing every time. Guilty as Sin. Oh, I think it's so good. Mm-hmm. I think it's so, so good. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, obviously, is like... and then a tie. I currently have a tie between the Tortured Poets Department, which is slowly growing on me even more.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Manuscript is just...
Yeah, I really like that one.
I am obsessed with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's perfect. Ooh. It is such a beautiful... ending to this book, this manuscript, if you
anthology,
if you will. Mm-hmm. So, so good. So those are my currents.
Yeah.
Gab?
Okay. So, like, my currents, I think, like, especially on first listen, everyone kept saying, like, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, like, as I was getting my group texts and different Swiftie texts and stuff, and, like, instant love, instant favorite, kind of sounds a little Midnightsy, like, it makes me, like, heartwarmed, and also, like, what a good anthem for all of us, you know? So, that one, for sure, and I feel like that one's probably gonna stay.
That's gonna stick,
And then we all know I kind of like some of the sadder, more heart-wrenching ones. So, I really like the songs So Long London.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Ugh. Ooh. So good.
And then like absolutely devastated by LOML. Love of my life. Loss of my life. Like, ooh. Oh my God, Taylor. Like literally, yeah. Like cut me to the core.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's but, like, so good. And then I feel like I'm going for all the dark. I like The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived too.
The ending of The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, that like extended outro is so good. And she's just like scream. It feels like she just wants to scream it.
She's just got to get all of her feel things out. And then I really like The Black Dog.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's just like, I mean, I can't wait to keep listening. And there's so much to delve through. And there's so many different sounds and melodies and ideas. So I'm excited to kind of keep going at it, keep listening and stuff. But yeah, so a lot of fun songs. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of like vibing songs.
Yeah.
Like really good to just like vibe to.
I guess so. Yeah. That's like tends to be like not as much my style.
Yeah. And I like it because it's the music. Like I like that the production of a lot, like all of these productions are like really cool and nice. And then also like just shout out to Who's Afraid of Little Old Me just for like how wild it is.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just out of left field, you know, and she and the fact, oh my God.
I don't think it's out of left field.
No, but in terms of like how the song is created, like the flow of the song, just how like it starts like really, really, really low. And then it basically turns to like Wicked Witch of the West, where she just screams out, "Who's afraid of little old me?" You know, and she's like, "And I free from the gallows." And like, it's just so good. Yeah. But I love that line where she says, "I put narcotics into all of my songs."
Yeah, it's such a good thing.
So good.
You keep singing them and we're like, yeah, you do. You do. I also love to like I feel like Taylor is so in touch with her fans and like our inside jokes and our inside jokes with her and all together. And I feel like there's a lot of that seeping into the album too.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Also, I think that there are a couple of Ken shout outs. from Barbie. I think that there's like a couple of like Kens and stuff. Like my boy only breaks his favorite toys. I think there's a Ken line in there.
Yeah.
So shout out to Ken. Living his life.
Always.
His best life.
Yeah. And then like strangely, like Florida is mentioned not just in the song Florida, but in a other song.
So Gossip Cab's gonna have to figure that out.
Yeah, that's gonna be an interesting, tricky one.
Yeah.
There's a lot like after my, like, I'd say my third listen, my Gossip Gab brain started, like, kind of getting to work.
Yeah.
And then, like, reading the lyric videos and stuff. And I'm like, I gotta study these lyrics.
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of them.
A lot of them. Yeah. So it's very exciting. Yeah.
Oh, what did you think of the music video of Fortnite?
I want to keep watching it. I liked it, like, in general. There was a lot of, like, wackiness in it. Mm-hmm. I loved the cameo of Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles from Dead Poets Society, because that's what Devin kept calling the album when he couldn't remember the Tortured Poets Department.
I did.
But, like, that means that she's so aware of all of, like, the cultural parts of the names and how similar.
Yep.
So that was really cute. It's definitely very interesting video.
Yeah.
I like the, like, ideas and themes of this album. Like, she's still got herself as, like, this crazy locked up woman and like what happened to her, what they did to her, things like that. So I'm very interested in it. I'm kind of delving in more as I read the lyrics of that song more, because that one's a little trickier to know some of the lyrics ish. Yeah. And then I loved her wiping the Post Malone tattoos onto her face, and then also getting to see him without tattoos.
Yeah,
fascinating. So many people were commenting like, Post Malone's like pretty cute. But yeah, I thought that their voices sound great together too. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. Wacky. I need to watch it a couple more times.
Yeah, yeah. As we get to that song, that's what we'll
do. I love her aesthetic in it though, and that initial makeup where she's the first like the Clara Bow makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks unbelievable.
Yeah,
like so striking.
Yeah.
And it's just so fun that she gets to, like, call up people and be like, hey, do you just want to, like, have a cameo in my music video?
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's just, very cool.
And they're obviously going to be, yeah, I do.
Yeah, they're like, sure. That sounds great.
Yeah.
One day of filming? Okay.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. And like, it also like, even though we've been so blessed and so lucky with how much Taylor we've gotten,
yeah.
it is really fun to remember too, like the collective experience of listening to a new album.
For the first time.
Yeah. yeah. And like with other Swifties and know that like so many people are doing the same thing and listening with mm-hmm. us and coming up with theories and their ideas and texting you what they like. And it's really fun.
Yeah.
And it's just so exciting. Like, Taylor fans are like no one else.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like even like you're like listening to the album like casually or some songs. It's like they're like devouring
yeah.
the album. And that's just such a fun collective experience that we get to like all do together.
And we've gotten to do it a couple of times now.
Yeah, like a lot more than we expected.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even with vault tracks from the re-records, you know, like.
Yeah, totally.
And then some of those have been a brand new listen. I mean, I didn't get Speak Now.
Yeah.
And then getting Speak Now Taylor's version was just like the biggest joy of all time.
Yeah. And so many fans and like younger fans and new fans have been able to experience mm-hmm. all of that anew, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what an exciting time, guys.
I mean, how wild that we started this podcast almost 4 years ago now.
Yeah,
and
August will be 4 years.
And we've gotten, including the re-records, 8 albums.
That's actually nuts. It's really 8?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's
yeah,
so
not including crazy. Not including the re-records, it's only been 4. Folklore, Evermore, Midnights, and Tortured Poets Department. But with Fearless Taylor's version,
Red,
Speak Now, and 1989.
Oh my god, you're so right.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah, a lot of music.
You just gotta be the most prolific artist at the moment.
I mean, we already had to change our slogan from 22 to... you're not sorry to 22 to you're on your own, kid.
Not slogan, but like, yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're on your own kids after you're not sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still no Z song.
Still no Z song. There needs to be like a zero something. Like.
Yeah. And you can't, there's other words that start with Z.
Taylor.
Zoo. So Taylor, on one of the re-records this year, if you put a Z yeah. song on there, we know that you're acknowledging us.
Or if you have a song called, like, Xeroxed Love.
That's an X.
I know, but we need an X song, too.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hit every letter, for sure.
That would
sure.
be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So that's kind of just our initial take. We will absolutely be delving in, as you know, very deep.
Yeah.
Once we get to once each we, of these like, songs.
Yeah, and once we have a little bit of time with the songs.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned. In the meantime, we will be... in our own regular alphabet.
Yes.
So with the lucky one mm-hmm. coming up.
Yeah, so we'll see you at T's.
We'll see you at the T's. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.